Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 28th. I'm Natalie Zane. California's standardized test scores have decreased following a steady incline in previous years. Abby Steller brings us more about the subject.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress Test shows scores for 4th and 8th grade level reading and math have dropped for the Los Angeles area this year. This comes as a surprise following a steady incline in years past. Deputy Director for Research and Policy with the Education Trust Fund, Carrie Hanel, spoke to us about the scores.
This is the first year, the first two-year period where we see a slight decline. And we see that generally across the nation. We see that for California as well, in just about every grade and subject.
California has fallen to the bottom of these test score results, with Los Angeles in the lower third of the 21 big cities whose results were recorded. The release of these test results comes after President Obama's announcement over the weekend to lower the time spent in class devoted to standardized testing. Abby Steller, Annenberg Radio News.
LAPD is partnering with Clear Channel Outdoor to prevent hit-and-run accidents in Los Angeles. The new campaign includes digital and traditional billboards that say, "Obey the rules of the road." Lane Lawson is Director of Public Affairs for Southern California at Clear Channel Outdoor.
A lot of times people who are driving get so caught up in our daily lives that we just kind of drive down the street and sometimes we don't notice that things are happening around us. And I think that the awareness campaign will tell people, look, if there's a hit and run, you need to stop, you need to help, you need to call 911 and get involved.
The billboards will be displayed in Korean, Spanish, and English. They will be placed in downtown as well as in street areas. The Senate of USC's undergraduate student government last night postponed the vote on a campus climate resolution aimed at promoting diversity. USG President Rini Sampath said in a Facebook post that reasons for postponing included the meeting's charged environment and a lack of knowledge on the topic. Avalon Igawa is the president of USC Student Coalition for Asian Pacific Empowerment, which signed on in support of the resolution. She says senators should have reviewed the resolution after it was presented a week ago.
I felt like the senators who were like confused or like, I need to think about this, could have spent the past week asking questions and trying to meet with people and hear more.
The resolution calls for many changes, including increased diversity in hiring and more student resources. The vote will now take place on November 10th. The Los Angeles Lakers will ring in the new year at Pasadena's annual Rose Parade for the first time this January. This makes the Lakers the first NBA team to sponsor a float in the New Year's Day parade down Colorado Boulevard. The Lakers say the float will feature elaborate decorations, including over 20,000 flowers, along with fireworks, streamers, and team memorabilia. Unspecified team guests will also be in attendance, and the Laker girls will perform next to the float. An animal advocacy group wants to make you think twice about what goes into your chicken McNuggets. Rania Niftos has the details.
Mercy for Animals is calling on Tyson Food to implement better animal treatment policies. The group held a news conference today to release hidden camera footage they say shows animal cruelty. The footage was taken by an undercover investigator in the Mississippi Tyson Chicken Slaughterhouse. The director of Mercy for Animals, Matt Rice, says he hopes today's news conference will shed light on Tyson's abuses. He wants to encourage people to sign a petition asking Tyson Chicken to change its policies. This is the third investigation the group has done at Tyson Chicken Slaughterhouse since July. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
Uber cars in more than 50 North American cities will be delivering kittens tomorrow afternoon. Yes, you heard that right, kittens. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., customers will get a 15-minute playdate with two furry felines for $30. The kittens will be transported from three local shelters and are all available for adoption. The program is meant to introduce adoptable kittens to the public in celebration of National Cat Day. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Natalie Zane. Thank you.